With this KLEM Sports Update for this Monday, May 15th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, on Friday, the Galen Catholic girls golf team enjoyed a home course win to open the postseason by winning the opening round of the regional tournament. The Jays have been feeling good all season going into meets, and Friday's meet was no different. The Jays got the opportunity to host the opening round meet on their home course, which made them very comfortable during play. Head coach Jennifer Kurth says playing on a tough course all the time makes them very well tested.
You know, I think most of it is because we play on such a tough course, so that when we go to these other courses in the area that aren't as difficult, don't have near as much water, that benefits us in the long run, really.
And the Jays know that money's made and strokes are saved in the short game of golf. Their short game helped carry them to the win on Friday, and Coach Kurth says it's nice to see all that short game practice pay off.
We do a lot of practicing from 100 yards out, and I think that's what helps improve our game. And chipping and putting is a major part of the game. So that's what we work on the most, is putting and chipping from 100 out. And I think that's what's gotten us this far.
Jaden Barthel once again dominated the field, meddling with a score of 89 in 18 holes. Second place was 10 strokes behind her. Coach Kurth says Barthel's leadership is like having another coach at times on the course.
She's our veteran. She's our senior player. And so we rely on her. I rely on her to teach the other girls too. You know, I don't have to coach Jaden a whole lot, you know, and that's the nice part. She's played this game long enough. She knows what she's doing. So yeah, definitely. She helps the team out, and she helps teach the girls as well.
And for a young group of girls, having that leadership is important, and playing in high-pressure golf is also important for their development. Coach Kurth says getting through this first-round win was the goal, and she was very happy to see that goal met and exceeded.
That was one of my goals that I told the girls early on. I want to get past first round. And I was hoping that we could come in second to Akron today, and for us to beat them today, I am ecstatic.
And now the Jays will be off to Algona on Wednesday with an opportunity to qualify for the state golf meet. Coach Kurth says their individual skills are most important at this point in the season.
I hope that maybe we can get the girls over there to get a practice round in. You know, we play right away on Wednesday, so there's not a whole lot of time between now and then. So okay. We just got to come out here and practice out here and really hone in on our skills, our chipping and putting. Again, that's the, you know, the crux of our game. And so we need to work on that. And I think that we can go onto any course and play just as well as we've been playing.
And the Jays will be competing alongside two other area schools who advanced out of this opening round in Remsen St. Mary's and Akron Westfield. As we take a look at Friday's action on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, all kinds of regional opening round golf action around the area. And at Willow Creek Golf Course, again, Galen Catholics took the meet with a 4-14 to qualify for the regional final because they were at home and finished in the top two. That meant two other schools were going to get in, and those were Akron Westfield and Remsen St. Mary shot a 425 and 435 respectively, and MCRU finished in fifth with a 453. Also in action on Friday in girls golf in Class 1A, Region 1A at Aurelia Golf Club, the Kingsley Pearson Panthers qualified for the regional final. They finished second with a 404. Alta Aurelia took the meet with a 397. West Monona earned the other regional final spot. Heading out to Holstein from Friday, it was the Hinton Blackhawks moving on to the regional final in Class 2A. They took second in their regional opening round meet with a 381. Pocahontas Area took the top spot, just one stroke better than the Blackhawks. Cherokee missed out on qualifying with a 395. Again, that was from Friday. Regional finals in 1A, 2A, and 3A for Lamar's Community are coming up this Wednesday for girls golf. Let's take a look at more action from the weekend, continuing with Friday's scores. In boys tennis in Class 3A Substate 1, the Lamar's Bulldog boys tried to continue their team season on the road in Spencer as the number 4 seed in their Substate bracket. Started off with a nice win. They defeated Bishop Heelan 5-1 to move on against Spencer, who shut out Cherokee 5-0. Unfortunately, the Bulldogs suffered the same fate. The Tigers took down the Bulldogs 5-0. They'll advance to the substate final and face Spirit Lake Okoboji with a chance to go to the state dual tournament in tennis coming up soon. In girls soccer, girls and boys soccer, regular season finales for the Bulldog soccer programs, and it's kind of been a roller coaster of a year for both programs, but luckily both were able to end with wins on Friday in the regular season. The Lamar's girls took down Boyden Hall Rock Valley 4-0, and the Lamar's boys beat the Nighthawks as well 3-2 in overtime. Other MRAC soccer scores from Friday: West Sioux beat Sergeant Bluff Luton in girls action 5-1, and Sioux City East doubled up Sioux City North 4-2. And on the boys' side, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln narrowly got by Glenwood 2-1, and Sergeant Bluff Luton beat West Sioux 2-0. Then we go to Saturday's sports action. Only one thing in the high school ranks, and that was regional tennis action in girls tennis postseason play for, of course, team competition. The Lamar's girls hoping they had one final competition in them, and unfortunately they were not able to pick up the win. They fell to Esterville Lincoln Central in the opening round of regional play by a final score of 5-1, so the Bulldog girls tennis season comes to an end right then and there. Also on Saturday, it was nearly a full slate of Little League baseball action at the John Britton Little League Complex west of town. The junior and major competitions got going, while minor league and Pee Wee were supposed to get going on Saturday, but of course the weather kind of played into factor there. But here are the scores from junior and major Little League action. To the junior boys scoreboard, the Orioles took down the Royals 13-6 on Saturday. Mariners got by the Reds 6-4. The D-backs beat the Rays 9-6. In junior girls action, Falcons got by the Hawks 9-5. In a high-scoring affair, saw the Eagles beat the Cardinals 17-13. In major boys Little League action from Saturday, the Rockies nearly shut out the Mets 7-1. And the Angels did the same to the Dodgers 7-1 there. Pirates squeaked by the Cubs 9-8. Yankees 10 runs better than the Phils 14-4. And the White Sox 10 runs better than the A's at a score of 12-2. Major girls action, it was the Liberty taking down the Aces 10-9. Sky beat the Fever 10-3. Another high-scoring affair here. The Mystics beat the Dream 15-13. Of course, if you need any high school scores or Little League scores, we've got those for you. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Well, from a nice weekend that was, we go to another week of sports around the area, and it starts today with some postseason play right here in town in Boys District Golf. It is District Meet Day for 1A golf teams, and of course 2A and 3A. So let's take a look at the golf schedule there, starting with the district hosted here at Willow Creek Golf Course in Lamar's. Four Plymouth County boys golf teams are in action in town today. That includes the likes of Galen Catholic, Kingsley Pearson, Akron Westfield, Remsen St. Mary's. Those four competing against St. Edmund, Newell Fonda, Grettinger Terrell, Ruth Van Ayrshire, Audubon, and Westwood, as well as a number of other non-qualifying individuals that will compete at today's district meet in Lamar's. Winner moves on to the state meets coming up in the not-too-distant future. Also in district golf today, Hinton individual Caden Barrett qualified. He's going to be golfing at the Emerald Hills Golf Club in Okoboji. Number of teams will be with him, including Boyden Hall, OABCIG, Sibley Ocheden, Western Christian, Alta Aurelia, Osage, as well as Forest City and Emmitsburg going to be in Okoboji today, along with a number of individuals competing with Caden Barrett as well. So best of luck to our area golfers, boys golfers, as their postseason continues today. On the girls' golf side of things, the Lamar's girls have one final regular season meet. They are going to be at the Sioux City Tournament against the City Schools, as well as Sergeant Bluff Luton. That's going to be at Sun Valley Golf Course in Sioux City. And also today, A happy opening day of the high school baseball season to all who celebrate. We're going to have a couple of Plymouth County games today, but it's nice to see baseball going to get started today. Softball will start next week as the summer sports officially open things up. Take a look at the baseball schedule today. In the War Eagle Conference, the Cherokee Braves are at the Remsen St. Mary's Hawks, the defending 1A state runners-up who lost just one game last year. We'll get to host the Braves at Marv Teela Memorial Field. And Westwood, the Rebels, are going to be in the area to take on the Hinton Blackhawks. We're going to plan to go down to that game and give you updates on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports. So get you some baseball fill today as well. In the Western Valley Conference in baseball, West Monona is going to be at Alta Aurelia. Storm Lake is at Ridgeview. OABCIG is at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And MVAOCOU is at Missouri Valley. Finally, in the Missouri River Conference in baseball today, Sioux City East is at Bishop Heedland for a doubleheader, and Sioux City North is at Harlan, also for a doubleheader. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on our Twitter page as well for updates from the district meet here in Lamar's later on this afternoon, and for updates from the Hinton baseball game today against Westwood. That's all coming up on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports Today. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.